Hey, 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 everyone. This is your boy Vision again over here. And today the topic is building an empire. So me and my cousin the other day, we were speaking about different topics as far as the music game, right? He's actually an up-and-coming artist from Philadelphia. And we was actually just speaking about different opportunities and different ways he could get in the music game. And what I was explaining to him, nowadays you really don't need a label anymore. And you know, just thinking about this, I was doing some research and stuff like that. Being in a label nowadays, it's not really worth it to me unless it's going to take you to international level. And even then, you know, there's so many different ways of getting there. You see Tekashi 6ix9ine, as far as his interview, he stated that he was already out there in these other countries, and already, you know, he was performing and he had an audience there, you know, and he actually didn't have no audience here in the States really like that. And that's what pursued him to make the tracks that he's making now. But honestly, entrepreneurship is the best way. And we got a history behind this. For an example, I'm going to just start off with E-40. E-40, I think since around like 1989, he's been doing his own thing with Slick With It Records. You know, he got a distribution deal. He's done basically everything on his own. He made his own record label. As you can see for right now what Nipsey Hussle's doing. You know, it's just amazing how these artists really don't need that anymore. Look at what Jay and Dame and Biggs accomplished, you know, when nobody wanted to give Jay-Z a deal at all. They said Jay-Z's music at the time was nothing that they can even really relate to or was even sellable, you know. And you see how Jay turned that around. Him, Dame, and Biggs, they created something on their own and they stuck with it. And Master P is one of the best to do it as far as in the independent level, you know. And he has the credentials. All these stars that I'm mentioning right now, they all have the credentials to back it up and show that they did it on their own. I was actually watching the Birdman documentary the other day, and that's what kind of inspired me to talk about this topic. And Birdman's another one, man. He took it to another level. You know, and as far as getting these artists, discovering Wayne, BG, Juvenile, Manny, and what they accomplished, you know, they accomplished something big. And regardless of whatever's going on with Baby and Wayne, they did something really special in the game. You know, you even seen how they continue with basically getting Drake and Nicki. And you see how big they are. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't think you need a record label nowadays. You know, it's so much technology out there. You could get a laptop nowadays, a microphone. You know, you can find somebody to invest with you. You know, a partnership. Instead of signing a certain amount of percentage away of your music, your publishing, to me it's really not worth it. I know it takes an extreme amount of money. But also too, you gotta have dedication for this. And I'm speaking from something personal because that's a career I wanted to pursue at one time, was the music game. And honestly, you know, there's a lot of different factors that play to it. So I understand, you know, the record labels, as far as they make it easier in a way, in the sense of they got the power more to push, you know, to get you on that main street level. They own the radios as far as they could keep your record spinning on and on and on. And that's cool, but then you also see these independent artists. Look at Chance the Rapper, for example, you know. Chance has no label, he's not signed or anything like that. And you see, he won a Grammy and everything, you know. So even look at Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, you know, when they came out with that song Thrift Shop. You know, they wasn't signed to no label. They won a Grammy as well. The song was number one, you know. So I really believe if you put the time and effort into it, that honestly, you could accomplish these things. You even see what Jay-Z is doing with the title thing. You know, he's empowering these musicians and these artists to make their own decisions, you know, and not be held back. You've seen a couple interviews from different type of artists always stating that they wanted to release some type of music and the label wouldn't do it. You know, the label didn't want to push it. The label didn't want to spend the money on it. The label didn't see it was a right fit. And, you know, as far as from an artist, that's very disappointing because these artists put their all into everything they make. And I do believe that. So for somebody to tell you, no, you're restricted, you can't do this, we're not going to put this out, we're not going to promote this, you know, we're going to go with this single. And sometimes the single that they pick ain't even a hit. You know, look at Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane, since he came in the game too, you know, he's done everything independently. And you see how that worked out. Gucci has an incredible fan base. He's more international now, you know. And like I said, it's all about the work ethic. That's really what it's about to me. Is the work ethic. So I really do believe if you put the work in, and if you find, you know, because you got to have a great team behind you as well, you know, and all of you guys got to share the same vision. But I really don't think labels anymore matter, and they know this, and it's coming down more and more every day with the way music's advancing. You know, There's no even no more record sales. I don't even think they really make CDs like that anymore. You know, you see a whole bunch of FYE shops closing down and stuff like that. And Best Buy, you see records that were from 6-7 years ago, CDs and stuff. You never see any of the new records. Why? Because the streaming service is taking over. You got iTunes, Spotify, Pandora. You know, you got all these different type of platforms. So right now, you know, honestly, if you're an artist, you know, I would say go the independent route, like I told my cousin. At the end of the day, nobody can hold you back, you know, and you see more and more later on how these artists explain to you that they had a lot of great music and a lot of things they wanted to release, but they couldn't due to the fact they're signed to a label, they're restricted. And no artist should be restricted. That's why I salute these independent artists for what they're doing. They're changing the game. And, you know, I think that's how it should be. Because at the end of the day, it's the same thing if you sign a label, like if you work in a 9-to-5. You know, maybe the, you know, it's a different lifestyle, of course, but in the same way, is the same thing as well. You get what I'm trying to tell you? So for any artists listening out there, anybody like inspiring, like honestly, do your research, check it out, and the best of luck to y'all, man. I'm out.